Okay. We're on page 91, Simon Chav Ches. Chav Ches Aleph. These are two Torahs that are very, very big Yisoides in Torahs of Baal Shem. The Inyan of Chashmal and Hachna, Havdol and Hamtaka. We were learning last week, the Baal Shem HaKadosh is telling us this reality of Chashmal, that's known as Chashmal in Sefer Yecheskel, Klipas Noiga. Chash is a lashon of shtika, of concealment, and Mal is a lashon of Lemalel, of Dibur, of Gilui. And we were learning how, in all of our avodas Hashem and in everything that we do, when we confront this reality that consists of both chash and mal, that consists of hester, of concealment, and of revelation, our way of approaching everything, of dealing with everything in our lives, consists of this mahalach of hachna, havdalah, and hamtaka. Hachna, havdalah, and hamtaka. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh takes a very, very deep concept in Kabbalah, and he brings it mamish into our lives. And that's what he's writing. Let's just review a little bit from page 90. V'nirli lahalbish, he takes Meitz Chaim and Inyan Mitzvahs Mila v'chashmal. V'nirli lahalbish advar. The Shaykh ben Betor ben Betfila ben Beisek HaMitzvahs. Let's just review for a second inside. Going to see how in every single thing in life, Torah and Tefillah and Esek HaMitzvahs and Bechlal, he says, Kibalti mi Mari HaBal Shem Tov, Soid Hachno v'Havdolo v'Amtaka. So Tzarech b'chol Esek Torah v'Tefillah, that in everything that we're doing in Torah and Tefillah, there needs to be this Seder of Hachno, Havdalah and Hamtaka. Zeh soid chashmal, shtarach lachshois ad shemal v'keres haklipas. Oz yimalo v'yedaber l'matek adina b'sharashan. So let's review on the parish on the right side. Dini kibalti mimari habal shamtav, soid hachnor v'avdalah hamtaka. Quickly, we started this, we were talking about this last week. But it's difficult. So in this world of Chashmal, where there is concealment and revelation, and we live surrounded by this klipas noga, this metzias that can go either way. It could either go into the, we could either bring things up into the world of Kedusha, or Chalila, if we ignore the Elokus, if we don't connect to Elokus, it could descend into Tuma. So the way that we can, the way that we need to relate to everything that exists in our lives, and Torah and Tefillah, Mitzvahs and so on, is with Hachna, Havdol and Hamtaka. Tchila yesh lachnia v'lishbor sayeshus v'agasa shel hadavar. The first stage is to be machnia, to break, to crush the yeshus v'agasa shel hadavar. That's called Hachna. The yeshus of that thing or of that moment that I'm in that seems to be ki'ilu, there is no Hashem, to break that yeshus and that gasus, that's called hachna. The second stage is, as I need to lahafri lahavdol ben hatoiv l'rashabai. The second stage is havdola, to separate, to sort out, and to find the good, to find that lokus. Claim Lahitzi Lagalas as Nitzites Hakadosha Hatoiv Shabo, Bakach Lafidom and Hara, Shaymuravim of Yonak Menos Chiusovakiumo. To separate and to sort out and to be Megala the Nitzites of Kedusha of good that's in that, of how that could be used to serve Hashem. And in doing so, I'm able to come to the third stage, which is v'kasha nitzayis ha-kedusha nifrad min hara hara oivadu batal. That when the nitzayis of kedusha is separated from the ra, then the ra is destroyed. Because the game is over, it can no longer draw from kedusha. Vazai nepach is no longer in that state of toiv and rav, confusion of the eitz adas toiv ra. Vazai nepach had davizel toiv gomer shein by ra, and then it becomes completely toiv when the ra has been separated from it. Danushini karimbo begolui shosho pnimiso atoiva. Now we're able to see in a very clear way the true shorish, the true pnimius of this, which is good, which is elokus. Shia kavana lokis shalishma nivra, which is the reason why this particular thing was created. And that third stage is called hamtaka, the sweetening. Mavoy rabbeinu, shitzarach linog b'seyde zeh. And the Baal Shem Tov is explaining that we have to follow this seder, lo rak b'tikun in yoni achulin. Not only when it comes to the klipas noga, when it comes to things that are chol, when it comes to food, when it comes to everyday things, but also el b'chol esek taru tefila. Even when it comes to our learning and to our davening, everything that we're doing, there's always hachna, havdala, and hamtaka. V'zesoid Hashem chashmal, and this is the sod of chashmal. Hamurka b'shtei hatevas chash and mal. Haromzos yachad al seder havard ha'omer kifishu miskayim be'esek l'arud v'atfila. What's chashmal? Shetzorach koidem lachashos. We just were saying in Kohelis. Eis lachashos. Which means what? To be silent. Tzorach koidem lachashos. Lishtoik b'hachno. That at the beginning of davening, one needs to be silent. To be silent. Bachna, in a state of complete humility, of bittul, and to concentrate, to meditate upon the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he, the individual, is nothing klapei Hashem, and to rid himself, to completely rid himself of any sense of gaiva, of yeshus, of being capable of doing anything on his own, of having his own independent reality other than God. So first there's lachashos, that hachna, that silence, that submission, that submissiveness, that humility, that's the beginning of davening, to rid oneself, to empty oneself of all feelings of ego and so on, and not to begin davening, ad shamal v'karis haklipais, until he is mal, like Brismila, that he cuts off, cuts away, and carries aklipais to separate everything in his life that is wrong, that is not the way that it should be. Ad shemal v'karis aklipais, doiche u'marchik oisan legamrei, voice mechitza v'havdola muchlet es b'nein l'b'n akdusha. That's havdola, to make a complete separation between all the things in his life to do tshuva before davening, all the things in his life that don't belong, to make a mechitza and havdal mochletes, to make a complete and clear separation, to identify what is good in his life, what is it in his life that needs to be strengthened, and all that is bad to be separated and removed, to be cut away, like bris mila. That's havdala. V'oz yimalel v'yadaber. And then he can begin to speak. Yimalel, mi yimalel gurus Hashem. Then yimalel, he could begin to speak. So mal means, on the one hand, it means to cut away, to separate, and it means yimalel, to speak. So there's chash mal. There's the silence, the humility at the beginning of davening, before you open your mouth. You see, before Shemoneh Esrei, when a person says, Hashem Svas I Tiftach, I can't even open my lips. Hashem Svas I Tiftach. On my own, I'm nothing. I have absolutely no ability to even say a word. I'm nothing, I'm nobody. Be'emes, absolute humility, absolute submissiveness to Hashem. That's achna. And then from there, from that chash, from that silence, and that humbling of oneself, in that silence. Then the next stage is mal. Then I review my life and I perform a bris milah. The milah is to cut away the klipas, to cut away the klipas that don't belong in my life. And then through that I can come to mi yamal al gruz Hashem. Then I can come to lemalal, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaz yamal v'yadabra es diburei ha-tfila. Then he could speak diburei ha-tfila. Shekavanosa ha-pnimis hi lahalas es ha-nitzaitzis ha-kadosha, ha-kadosha sheba'olam, l'chabram, l'shosham, l'mayla. And all of davening is the singing of bringing everything up to Hashem. And in doing so, a person is able to sweeten the dinim, all that is destructive and negative, b'sharshim, in their very sharish, in their root. To transform the bitterness, the merirus, ra, the mesikus, the sweetness, taiv. Dahino. Lahafach dvarim bilti ritsuyim. To transform those things that are not good in my life, hamastirim alah elokus, things that are covering elokus, or at this particular time, what I'm experiencing, to cut away, first, to take away the things that are built to ritsuyim, and to transform that into dvarim ritsuyim, shav kavan elokis, shosham, where Hashem's intent. Hakavan elokis, shosham, geluya umi'ira behem, is open and is shining, is illuminating and revealed. And this is the secret of davening that my Rebbe the Baal Shem Tov taught in the name of his Rebbe. It's referring to Achia Hashiloni, to the Novi Achia Hashiloni. Ulekach, the next page. Ulekach nikru on top mechatz de chakla. And therefore, those Jews who are Isaac in this way of davening, in the way of Achnoa, Havdola, and Havtaka, are called in the Zohar Kodesh, Mechatzdei Chakla. Mechatzdei Chakla, those who are harvesting or cutting in the field. Mechatzdei to cut, those who are cutting in the field. Mechatzdei Chakla. Kaitse Hasada, while cutting away the kaiches of Tumah, the coverings of the world, while cutting away all that's covering Hashem, Mechatz de Chakla. And the Zohar Kaddish, Ivde Hashem, are called Mechatz de Chakla, the ones who are cutting away, while cutting away all that's covering Hashem. Ulekach tzarech lahafir mimachshavta imachshava zaras. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh explained that practically speaking, a person has to try by davening to separate from his mind all machshava zaras as much as possible, to remove all thoughts that don't belong. And by doing that, by a person trying to remove all inappropriate thoughts as he stands and prepares to daven, he is taking the shechina out of the imprisonment of the klipas. He's taking the shechina, he's freeing the shechina from the klipas. He's cutting off the klipas, like bris milah. He's cutting off the klipas, the orla, that's covering the shechina. Ulekach, and therefore tevas mal sovel shnei perushim, and that's why the word mal from chashmal, after the chash, after the lachashos, after the silence, there's mal, and that's sovel two perushim. The word mal, as we learn, has two meanings. Echad means dibur, it means to speak. Miyamal el gvurus Hashem, to speak. And the second is krisa v'havdala, cutting and separating. V'zeh nimshach mizeh, that by cutting and separating, then one is able to speak of Hashem. So as we spoke about a little bit last week, that if we just take this outside of davening for a second, that a person, and we spoke a lot about this in the Aris HaTshuva, a person has a certain negative type of behavior. Of course, the inner core of every midah, of all of our behavior, is Kaddish, is holy. It comes either from Chesed, or from Gevura, from Teferis, from all of the midas HaKadosh. A Jew is a holy person. And therefore, every single thing in his life originates, with the exception of Yisurim, God forbid if he's doing things that are Mabish forbidden, so Klipas Tmeis, but everything that he does in his life is rooted in the Midas HaKadoshes of Chesed, Gevurah, Teferis, Netzach, Hayit, Yisrael, Malchus. It's all rooted in the Midas HaKadoshes. But that Midah of Chesed, where a person is naturally kind and giving, can be surrounded by a terrible klipa of impurity, where his need to give and to do takes him into all kinds of things that are not appropriate, that are not permitted. The essential reality is the midah of Chesed. One needs to cut away that covering, the negative expression of kindness, or the negative expression of gevura, of strength, of gevura, of containment. And by cutting that away, he's now able to use the midah, the very same midah of Chesed that was working against him, that he was using that trait of kindness, of friendliness, in a way that was self-destructive or destroying others. And now after he cuts away the klipa, he performs this mila. So it's not that he destroys that natural kindness within himself, or that natural need to connect to people within himself, but instead he uses it in a way that's constructive and that's good and that's holy and that's pure. So he's talking to the right people instead of talking to the wrong people and making that connection with the wrong people. He's using that midah of Chesed in the right way, instead of contributing his money to causes that are destructive. He uses his money, he uses his resources in a way that's holy, and so on. So the midah of Chesed is now revealed in the original way that Hashem wanted it to be used. Of why this person has that midah of Chesed. It was covered with a klipa that was hiding God. So the first stage is hachna. Hachna means that recognition, that admission, that I'm a complete and total idiot. I don't know anything. I'm empty. I don't have the slightest inkling of what the truth is. All I know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, is infinite, and he knows, and I don't know anything. And I raised myself, I lifted myself up to pretend to be somebody, Kilo, I know the truth, and I don't know anything. And I have to bow my head in complete humility to the Infinite One, and to hear what is it that he's saying to me, what is it that I need to do with my life, and so on and so forth. Hachna, there needs to be hachna, a tremendous amount of hachna, to let go of the ego, bittul and hachna. And after that, the person can then honestly review things in his life, can review his life, and to see that I have been using this midah of Chesed in a way that's wrong, that's disgusting, and it needs to be removed. There has to be some surgery, a bris milah. If there's no hachna, then the person kashas everything. His life is kasha. Everything is mahadran. He sees himself as being perfect. There's nothing that needs to be removed. Everything is good. So only after hachna can there be the Havdalah, the separation, the Bris Milah. And then comes the Hamtaka, where the person doesn't say, I'm a horrible person, I'm a horrible person, I'm terrible. No, I'm a very great person. But I was using this midah of mine, of chesed, which is very holy, I was using this in a way that was hiding God. I was using it in a way to add to the darkness and concealment of the world and of my life. And now that I've cut this away, I've cut the klipas off, the ugly growths, the shells, and all the bad stuff that has grown, the infection that has grown, all of the mucus and fungus and all that creepy stuff that has grown on that part of my life, on that essential character of my life. So now I'm able to use this midah of chesed in a way that serves God. Instead of rebelling against Him and going against Him, I can serve Hashem. It can go either way. And when I do that, then that's the final state. That's called hamtaka. That's called the sweetening of the midah of chesed that was covered with ugliness. That's why the example that the Baal Shem brought is one that is very easy for us to understand. We've spoken about this so many times over the years, but we find that chesed is one of the most horrible avers that's imaginable. The Torah refers to as chesed, right? A brother and a sister being together. It's a horrible incest. It's a horrible, horrible aver. It's unimaginable to healthy, normal people. Chesed. And the Torah calls that chesed. So that's the main example that the tzaddikim use. Where there it's so obvious in the lashon itself that here we have a midah of chesed, a need for love, to give love and to be loved. But it's gone crazy. It's just in a horrible, horrible, disgusting place covered with terrible klipas. A brother and a sister. So after the hachna, after the humility, after the letting go, then the person has to perform the milah, the Havdalah, Mal, after Chash, after the silence, Kodim has to be silence. Silence. After the silence, and the humility, and submissiveness, Achna, then Mal, Bris Mila. Then you get to work. Then the person gets to work, operating, dissecting, taking away the bad stuff. Not to throw out, God forbid, the midah of chesed. Chas v'chalila. Right? We spoke a lot in Arizat Shuvah. Not to throw out the midah of chesed. Chesed is a midah, it's a midah of elokus. Not to throw out the midah of chesed, but to peel away, to slice, and to dissect. Until you are able to get to the hamtaka, the sweetening. The sweetening is, this is the elokus. Not my sister. Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas HaTorah. A healthy, proper relationship. Husband, wife, children, v'chum, chesed. That's called mal, and that's already milila, which means diburim of kedusha, and so on. That's talking about more with tefillah, but it means with everything. Now I could speak about this midah of chesed in a way of kedusha. That's just an example that's used in the svarim, and that's why the tzaddikim are called mechatzdei chakla, the ones who are constantly cutting in the field. They're cutting. They're separating. Everything in their life is to separate between the toiv and the ra. It begins with achna and then cutting away and finding the kedusha that's inside of everything. There's that klipas noga that's covering, that's concealing, to cut away and to get to the kedusha. And in doing so, to bring about this hamtaka, this sweetening, and the revelation of elokus with everything in a person's life. That's the seder that the Baal Shem is talking about. Let's just finish the Torah. V'zeh nimshach mizeh. V'zeh soid chash mal. That's the soid of chash mal. Shetzorach lahachris ha-klipais. That one needs to cut away the klipas. V'acharkach mal dibur be'esek Torah u'tfilah, speaking Torah and Tefillah, speaking mal, elevating things to a higher place, Shehi Havdola V'Hamtaka, which is the separating and the sweetening. Let's just read the Perush. ולכך בעלי מדרג העסקים בכך בתפילוסם נקרו בספרי הקבולה בשם מחץ דחקלו. מחץ דחקלו. קיצרי הסודה. מחץ דחקלו. שתפקידם הוא לכרס ולקצור אס כרחס התומה. Who spend their lives cutting away the kaiches of tumah. Daimler freedom minitzayt hakadusha, to separate the tumah from the spark of kedusha in everything. Shememenu hemavakshim lekabel chius v'kiyum, because the ra draws its chius, its vitality from toiv. Ra in itself, tumah in itself, it doesn't have any life. It latches on like a bug. It latches on like a virus.
A parasite,
exactly. It latches on like a parasite to be able to take from, to be able to draw its life from what's good. So once you make that separation, so then the ra doesn't have any. Once you peel it off, once you take the parasite away from the good, you separate the ra and you take it away. You take the bug, the virus, the parasite away from the toiv, then it doesn't have anything to suck anymore. It doesn't have any place for its chias. Chias is only from toiv, from elokus, from kedusha. Everything can have chias only from that nitzoitz of elokus, of good. So by peeling it off, by making that separation, the machas dechakla, the cutters of the field, take that rat, that parasite, that virus, and they move it away. And by isolating it and showing it for what it really is, which is ugly and dark and destructive, and it's separated from the toiv, doesn't have any more a life force to latch onto, to draw from, it withers and dies. It disappears. That's all of Avodas Hashem, is in this Seder. Lukach tzarech ha-mispalel, and therefore by davening, we're reading the prayers, the left column. By davening, one needs to separate from his mind, that's the beginning, to the best of his ability, to clear out the mind, all of the machshava zaros. But only it can only come after achna. You first have to admit and acknowledge that there are like things that are not right. If everything is okay, and you and the parasite are like buddies, and you get along with each other, and you like, you know, this is the way you want to live. So then, obviously, you're not going to cut it away. So that's, I enjoy that. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with, watching these things? What's wrong with talking to these people? What's wrong with looking at these things? So when you're in that what's wrong with thing mode, or the childish way of expressing it is everybody does that, but benkach or benkach, it means that you and the parasite are buddies. Like they use, these nauseating terms. You're embracing. You have to embrace now. Everybody, if it's about es lach habayik, you have to embrace. You have to embrace the cockroach. You have to embrace the ugliness. You have to embrace. If you're embracing the ugliness, if there's no hachnar, if there's no admission, boy, did I make a mistake. Wow, am I in trouble? Oy vey, I can't believe it. I'm such an idiot. If you're embracing the ugliness, if you accept the ugliness, not only do you accept it, but you build it up, whatever. And then Sashaila, there's not going to be any havdalah. There's not going to be any yamtaken. What kind of havdalah? You're giving more chias to the ra. Obviously, you're. You're nourishing and nurturing the ra. So first it has to be achna. Achna is, it's not about me. It's bechlal, not me. I don't, nothing, zero. All that bittul means, we're going to get a little bit more the next time, but all that bittul means, bittul. And lo yodeh shum davar. Nothing. Look at Tehillim, how David Melech spoke. Look at Likutei Tefillos. Shum davar. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Then a person can begin to identify, to start to see there's toiv and there's ra in my life. I've eaten from the tree. I thought I was just like an Eitz HaChaim guy. Apparently, I'm an Eitz HaDaas Tovara guy. So now I could identify, I could begin to see in my life, no, there's Tov and there's Ra. I'm not bad. I'm not a Rasha. There's Tov and there's Ra. Right? You remember last Sunday, some of you were by the Chabur of Yosef HaTzadik. Yeah, some of you were by the Yosef HaTzadik Chabur. So we're talking about that Torah, that amazing Torah that we learned. That's the key, is to be able to accept Achrayus for the Ra in my life. But what? Remember what? Lo lahashia es atzma. It's very important not to make yourself into a Rasha. Because then you're going over into the Klippah. That's exactly what the Klippah wants you to do. You make yourself into a Rasha and it's all fulfilled. Not to make yourself into a Rasha. No. The Etzem Chesed is wonderful. Right now, it's messing up my life. Because the way that I use my kindness, the way that I use my friendliness, is killing me. Don't make yourself into a Rasha. Chas v'chalil, you're not a Rasha. A Yid is a tzaddik, a kodesh, and a tor. You're not a Rasha. But there's this infection, there's this parasite, and it's really, really hurting you and other people. You've got to get rid of it. So you can identify the parasite. You could see the sickness. You could see the sickness. And you could begin to make that separation. You could begin to say, no, this use of that midah is not appropriate. So instead of embracing, you get rid of. But there needs to be first that achna, that absolute achna of ridding oneself of all of that gaiva and all that yeshus and so on, to empty oneself of that to the best of one's ability, and then you're able to evaluate and to see the truth. You know, sometimes you'll get into a discussion about something with somebody, and you see that you're not going anywhere because the person is, there's no hachna at all. There's no hachna at all. You can't get anywhere. You're trying to talk to somebody about elokus, about trying to give some helpful guidance to a person because that person is engaging in something that's not healthy. I had a conversation with a person yesterday, and if you're listening to this, he's not here. But if you're listening to this, I have no problem with you listening to it, because I know he listens to Shira. So this is an adult, a person that has six children, does not live in this community, I'm telling you. Don't try to, God forbid, go either. Six children, and he's spending time with somebody other than his wife. And somebody, a friend of his, called me. I know this person. He told me that this is a guy that I'm friends with for a long time. He's destroying himself. All right, it's a whole story. But I spoke to the destroyer yesterday, and you would expect that a guy would say, "This Chatos Yavisi Pashati." Right? He's not denying the fact that he's with another woman. So you'd think that he would say, and that we'd begin to talk about some therapy. Maybe you need some rehab. I'll try to help you with money if you need some money. Whatever. I thought we're going to go in that direction. What could be done here? You have a wife. You have six children. Or if, God forbid, it's a miserable, terrible, horrible marriage, let's talk about it and maybe... You know, there could be some counseling, or maybe it's not salvageable, but a conversation. But that's not how it went. The way that it went is, I'm tired of the loneliness. He's tired of the loneliness. I suppose I will. Yeah. So I'm tired of the loneliness, and for years I've been crying out to my wife to show me more warmth and more affection. And this person that I'm very close to. This person that I'm close to gives me that, and so on and so forth. It was all like, you'd think they were talking about like somebody in high school going out on a date. So I said, yeah, you're married, you have six kids. The neshamas know what you're doing. Your wife's neshama knows what you're doing. Soon she's going to know exactly what you're doing, because I'm going to tell her. But the neshamas already know. And he's talking like he's going on a date, like he's going to the prom or something. He needs some affection, he needs some warmth. There wasn't any sign of humility, of acknowledging that this is something. And this is something that it's been denied to me, and I don't feel that it's, you know, whatever. So all these diburim that, and he's also not a, he's a wonderful person, not a bad person. That's a mistoyev. But there's this klipa. And we, this is a very extreme example, like the one of Chesed. But without hachna, without that breaking down and crying, and without that acknowledgement and that admission and that humility, you're not going to get anywhere. It's, this is something that's been denied to me. This is something that, like my wife said. So it comes out that the wife is a Rashanta. It's like the wife became now the Rashi, you understand? She's the one that's, she's taking care of the kids. She's living for him. And he has no tainus that she ever did anything bad. You know, just that he doesn't get enough affection and warmth and so on. So she's now the Rashanta. He's the Tzadik. And therefore what he's doing is completely understandable. Any normal person would do this. He said something like that. Any normal person would do such a thing. So the wife is now, the wife is the one that has problems. While he's out, you know, someplace with his girlfriend, and the wife is driving the carpool or something, and cooking for Shabbos, she's the one with the problem, and he's the one that's, he's the tzaddik. So where are you going to go with it? And we all do this kind of stuff. I mean, not to that degree, but we all go into that we all go to that zone, that zone, because that's the natural place to go. Now, the other extreme of that is, what we were talking about by Yosef Atzadik, the other extreme of that is, it's taka true. It's a Russia, Marusha, and the lowest person on earth. There's no tachlis, I can't. And then he'll just go further and deeper into uglier things. It's not, you're not a Russia either. You're not a Russia. What you're doing is wrong. This is wrong. And you need to recognize this as ra. And you need to cut this negative, destructive virus out of your life. Not, you don't need to destroy your life, you don't need to run away. That's what Adam Rishon did, right? That's what Hashem said to Adam Rishon. Mihigi l'cha kerimata, who told you that you're naked? Who told you that you're naked? I said, you know, I didn't say that you're naked. I asked you what you did. So, I asked you what you did. Just admit. Just admit. Just what they call take ownership. My wife saw something, a video of these. I'll talk more about this on Sunday, maybe, Mrs. Shem. But I didn't read this book, and I didn't have a chance to read this book. But my wife saw a video of these two Navy SEALs. These are serious guys. If you're not serious, we wouldn't last 30 seconds. So my wife saw a video of these two guys that are talking about responsibility, about men taking ownership responsibility. And there was a book that was written called Extreme Ownership. I don't know the name of the author. My wife was very impressed by the video, and she ordered the book, and it came the next day, and she's reading this book, and she says it has to be required reading for every single male in the world. Females can read it for fun and to know what they're up against. But every single male in the world has to read this. Every single male has to read this. Extreme ownership. Ownership. It's a good word that they started using it. Years ago, they didn't have such a word. Ownership just meant like property and stuff. But over time, it came to mean like take ownership of yourself. Take ownership of what you've done wrong in your life. Take ownership. Take responsibility. Without becoming a Russia. That's the trick. That's what we're learning on Sunday. That's hard. That's hard. Because the immature thing to do is when you do take ownership and you do say, yeah, I did that. That's wrong. Then you start going into this guilt thing and self-blaming, and then you start pointing fingers. It's my mom's fault. It's my father's fault. And all these things. Then you get into that whole thing of hiding, which is exactly what Adam Rishon did in Gan Eden. That's what Adam Rishon did. Is he hiding from Hashem? That's what we do all the time. You're hiding from the truth. It's hiding from Hashem. You hide from the truth. It's hiding from Hashem. And when Hashem says, Ayaka, where are you? What do you think you're doing? I'm naked. Eirim Anochi. I'm naked. You're right. I'm So when the truth catches up with you, so then instead of taking ownership and getting rid of the bad stuff and changing and making changes in your life, you just start crying like a baby. That I'm no good. I was never good. And what's the tachlis? And there's no tachlis. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Instead of taking healthy ownership. I'm going to get you there, I promise you. I know that you want to. I just want to finish the. To take ownership. Without becoming a Russia. That's the Avodah. L'kach tzorach ha-mispah l'hafrid l'chas l'harchi l'gambi machshavta machshav zaris. Hehur mizarim. At the beginning you try, the beginning of davening, to try to, after the hachna, after that silence, chash, you try to then separate, to cut away the bad machshavas, the hehurim zarim ha-mizarim be'emzat tefillah. Now we're talking about davening, the bad things, shemakarim b'koiches atum ha-mavakshim le'yachis b'kdusha, that's what's called Psukim de Zimra. Zimra means the lashon of Zmira, of Zimra, which means cutting away. Psukim that cut away, to cut away all the falsehood, all the lies. But there's a garim lahav to lifresh me ashchin haklipas, and claim haklipas mevakshes lehochas madregas ashchin. The klipas are all latching on, they're trying to hold on, all the parasites are holding on to the shchina. Ha'er loki hameyul and evroim b'sheichin behem, which is the light of God inside of everything. The klipas need that light of Elokus to live. The parasites, the virus is feeding off of the of Kedusha. Shu hasad chakla. That's the field of holiness. And by doing this, he's able to separate, to cut away all these machshavasaros, mavdul mafish mespalas klipas meshchina, to cut away the klipas meshchina vazai. Then he's able to lift this machshava up into holiness. That is a very high level of avodah. The Baal Shem Tov was talking about what the Mechatzdei Chakla are doing. Regular people, just it's hard. And the Tanya talks about this. Where are we? And what madrega are we to be able to lift up machshavas? It's a hard thing to do. The chiyas, but that's mechabel l'shoshel. L'kach. And therefore, Tevas Mal, now I'm not gonna let you speak. Sorry, you just blew it. Lekach Tevas Mal Solo Shnei Perushim. Therefore, Mal is Sovel Shnei Perushim, has two meanings: Dibur and Kris of Avdala. Speaking, cutting away, separating Mal Brismilav. And Nimshach Mizah, one is comes from the other. Perush Harishon Dibur Hatfila Shetochna Ilos Nitzayt Zakedusha VeChibur Meshash Mamdaker. The Burim of Tefillah, which means lifting up one's rotzen, lifting everything up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is davening. Hu Ashlav Habo Kehemshach, that's the Shlav, the stage that comes as a continuation, as the consequence, or the outcome of what? The Tchias HaMashavas HaRoz V'HaKosan Havdalah. The Hamtoke of davening comes through the Havdalah. Those people who find davening to be extraordinarily sweet, and they enjoy it, are people of the Mechatzdei Chakla. The people who find davening to be something which is like a huge burden, and the only thing they daven for is that the davening should be shorter, they haven't done that havdalah. The davening is like mamish, like zaysim, like bitterness, like olives, like bitterness in their mouths. But for those who are the Mechatzdei Chakla, davening is like the Kuzri talks about the davening of the Chassid. It's the sweetest time of the day that they lives the entire day. The chassid looks, the kuzri says, lives the whole day because he's just waiting. If the shachas, when am I going to get the mincha ready? And in the meantime, to be mizbeidah, to have some diburim, because he can't wait to get to those diburim of davening. But for a person who's not involved in the cutting away in the klipas, so davening is connected what he wants to do. It's against what he wants to do. He'd rather be doing other stuff, and the davening is an interruption of what he'd rather be doing. V'zesoyt chashmal, shetzorach tchilo l'hachas haklipas, or hakach mal, first to cut away the klipas, and then there's the mals, the diburim, basic Torah with tfilo, without machshav azor, shavdola v'amtoke, v'zavdola, and hamtoke. Look at footnote 18, re'e be'emek hamelach, Shebekzira Emek HaMelech is a, I spoke about this, a very important parish on the Zohar Kodesh, Shebekzira. Lekitas HaYevul HaTzameach, cutting away, gathering, harvesting from the field, the stuff that's growing. Yesh Mashmos Nesavah Shaleida, V'Armachudesh is both in Ratzui. You know, when something is growing in the wrong way, when things are not going, you cut away the bad stuff, the weeds, and then the healthy stuff grows in a good way. Cut away the bad stuff, and then the good stuff grows. The Kar Gamavu Adav B'Sham Amray Rashbi. Dina Leidus Neshamas Chadash is Baidom to give birth to new Neshamas in the world, higher new Neshamas. Moshe Zakut El Lazar in his parish, Hevi B'Shem Arizal, Shilub Shnei Perushim, Haleidah Hel Yoyin, Usaid Katsiris Asad. To bring to new birth, to new Neshamas. You have to cut in the field. V'kevin shakar hatum and nidbak l'sham v'reitz lahenus misham yitzarach lidchayis kar chasad misham. It's to bring new neshamas and to bring oneself to a new place. You have to cut away the bad stuff. But tzaddikim b'tfilosim hem koytzim k'tzir ha'elyon machni machitzaynim shlo yisach z'v'shef. This is how the tzaddikim daven, to cut away all of the darkness, all of the tumma. V'haynu mechatz techakla. That's why they're called mechatz techakla. Yes, David. Ready.
Can you do this yourself, or do you need a mashbia? No one sees the faults in themselves. Nobody ever does anything they see as wrong at the time, like the rabbi's example of this person. That's natural human nature, that we think we're fine, and that's the question. Can you do it yourself, or do you need a mashbia?
One can do it oneself.
You don't usually see
but
what's
it's
wrong.
It's not. It's hard. It's hard. You can see what's wrong when what's wrong begins to fail. Like when this guy's wife says,
he still doesn't see it though.
What?
He still doesn't see it. A person never did anything that they think is wrong at the time. They rationalize it away.
Yeah.
Somebody has to step in and say, "Hello."
Doesn't have to, but it accelerates things. If you could be your own Bezdin, and if you could be your own Mashpia, there are people who just are not capable of admitting of talking to somebody else. They're just not capable of doing that. There are studies show that I read this some years ago, must be like 10 years ago, that something like 80 to 90% of men resist going to therapy, and something like 95% of the women love going to therapy. Now that's a problem. It means that she's asking him to go and he doesn't want to go. They want to go to talk about things and to. Let's get to the truth. Let's get to the inyan, and the guy is running away. So does it have to be somebody that's from the outside? Somebody that's mashpia from the outside. Look, you sit down. You learn the parasha. You can read a pasuk, and you can internalize it, and you can take it to heart, and you can look at yourself in the mirror. There are people that do that. They didn't go to the mashpia or to the therapist. They went to Chumash Rashi, or they looked in the Sefer. And when they learn the Sefer, they see they could be learning this. They could be learning what we're just learning now, and saying, you know, this is really a. I see this like a. I have to think about this. There are people that do that. There are people that do that. Is it easy? No. Do most people do that? You know, probably not, because most people rationalize, but. Can one do it? Sure, one can do it by once. You can. It's
everybody
hard.
Wants to be holy in a way. Everybody wants to daven better. Everybody wants to improve.
Right.
But it's so difficult. Like the rabbi was describing, you know, you have this midah of chesed, and you know you're using it wrong. Some cases are very obvious, like.
Yeah.
And it's still not obvious, but on a higher level, when you're not cheating, when you're not doing this, how do you do that? It's very difficult. Of course I want to daven better. Of course I want to use my chesed in the right way.
You should learn it.
It's
learn
very hard to see.
You learn Musa. A person has to learn Musa. To learn Musa real. Musa, good Musa. To learn the Musa Svan, spirals. To learn Musa in a serious way. People enjoy learning. They enjoy learning chesedas. All kinds of wonderful things. They're telling you what a tzaddik you are. And how, no matter what, God loves you, and it's you know, it's fantastic stuff. And of course, that's the ikur, and that's the yisayid, that's the pnimius. But all of that, if you're not connected to serious learning of Musa, and if you're not a person that makes a cheshbon and nefesh, One can begin by making an accounting of one's day, trying at the end of the day. And if it's too much every day, then once or twice a week, to make a cheshbon of what was this week, what was this day. Like to go over some of the things that I said, when you put it, and even if you write it down, you begin, if you just think, yeah, that wasn't so good, that doesn't, but if you write it down, and you're serious about it, and you want to improve, and you try to review and to be mizbonen, and you learn Musa Sfarim, good, Adregas Adam, strong, or whichever Musa say, if you like, Orchas Sadikim, Mesil Sesharim, to learn strong, Miss Pilus, and the structures, and to learn Musa, and to be mizbonen in oneself, and to evaluate oneself, and so on, good. The Ramchal is a very big mashpia. It doesn't have to be somebody that's a living person. It helps. Of course it helps. To hear from outside. But to hear from inside to hear from a tzaddik and a sefer it could be very, very effective, very powerful. But it takes a concerted effort on the individual's part, not just a passing thought. That's not going to do it. Because when the passing thoughts are very easily rationalize, you know, that they don't make it. But when it's with his bainness, that was when you really, really are misbainin, you think about it. Like the Tanya says, and to come to that place of tzibrochenkeit, of a broken heart, and then you could begin to sort things out. But it certainly helps. But on the other hand, David, a lot of people that listen to millions of shiurim, nothing. It's just interesting, you know, they listen to shiurim, they like shiurim. They find it stimulating, they find it exciting, it's interesting. They like good stuff. It doesn't do anything for them at all. It doesn't do anything for them at all. Nothing. Ki huzeh. You have a person, going to shiurim for 50 years. Nothing. Garbage. Hasn't changed his life at all. Nothing. Hasn't made any serious. Not only that, but in certain ways, it adds to the yeshus and the guy, but it adds this conceit. Now he's more educated than he was before. Now he's able to say over something, you know, at the family simcha, and he knows more than he did before. So instead of making him more humble, instead of making him more honest, the shiur is driving him deeper and deeper into that falsehood, into the oblivion of his fantasy of who he is. So, but sometimes listening, you have two people. They're sitting by the same mashpia. One person is crying to do tshuva. You know the stories I've told them many times, when there was a woman who was having trouble with her husband, that he wasn't treating her properly in Yerushalayim, and she went to speak to the famous Magid Reb Shlomo Shvadron. So great Musa, right? But Mashpia, it was very hard not to melt by Absalom when he would start screaming and yelling. I heard him many times. And this woman went to Absalom to see him, to speak about what's going on in her house. The husband's like terrible, mistreating her and so on. So Absalom said, so shall I speak? So he said, maybe when my husband goes every day to daven there between Mincha Maariv, when you give some musa, maybe you could talk about Shalom Bayis, right? Yeah. So Absalom said, okay. So the next day by Mincha Maariv, Absalom starts to talk about Shalom Bayis, and that there are men that are not treating their wives the way that they should, right? And who comes in there to daven? Who's there for Mincha? Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, that's not Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the big. He was there. So Mrs. Zalman comes over afterward. The whole time Mrs. Zalman is crying. And he comes over to Reb Shalom afterwards and says, Reb Shalom, Reb Shalom, how did you know Reb Shalom? What could I do, Reb Shalom? And Mrs. Zalman was the softest, sweetest tzaddik. But the other guy, the problem, he's like, you know, this geshmak, Reb Shalom, he enjoyed Reb Shalom. That's Reb Shalom said this over. Reb Shalom says, Reb Shalom comes running to me. And he says, "Achas Shalom, I didn't mean to." So, but the guy that Reb Shalom was talking to, it was Geshmak Shmuel. What is a Geshmak? His longest friends, right? It could be already has a tape recording. It could be he's going to post it on his website. It could be he's going to make his own website, of course, by now. And Rabbi Zalman is crying. Because once in 50 years he said to his wife, you know, something that on his madrega was not. He's the one that's crying. So the fact that you're listening to, that a person is listening to Shiurim and is exposed to fine, you know, Magidim and Mashpiyim and Mochichim and so on, doesn't guarantee anything either. There has to be, at the beginning there needs to be a very, very basic and real honesty of I want to change. And I admit, that's the Hachnor. I admit, it's not good. And to let go of that ego. From there could be Havdalah Tog, whether it's from a Mashpia, it's from yourself, it's a tzaddik in a book, a safe, whatever. It could be from your own wife. You could begin to hear that what your wife has been telling you, she's on to something. Most men don't do that. No, the wife says, I don't appreciate this about what you did. They go into a hole, that all, you know. They put up all their defenses. So what about the mashpia that you live with? She's got what to say. So now, until now you just said she's wrong, she doesn't understand me, she's wrong, she's always wrong. It's an amazing thing. You married such a wrong person. What does that mean about you? You married someone that's always wrong. If you'd ask her, the first thing she did that was wrong was that she married you. Everything she does is wrong. But if you come to that place of Hachna, then you begin to hear, she's got a point. She's got some good points she's been making. She knows me pretty good. We're married for 20, 30, 40 years. She gets it. They usually get it. Saying that they could have their own problems, it's mixed up with all kinds of their own Irishkeit. But the stuff that she's saying, usually she's picking up after all the years. Mm-hmm. She's got it. She's got you nailed. She figured you out. But the last mashpia you want to hear from, you'll listen to a million tapes, but you got a live mashpia. A live mashpia right there. You'd rather listen to all the Torah anytime, but wife never. Torah anytime, no time for wife. No time. Wife, no time. Make a new thing. Wife, no time for wife, no time. Mashpia, anytime. Torah anytime. Because you can listen to Torah anytime. Ah, it's gewaldic. Listening to Torah is terrific. Listen to Torah. Your wife has some good horrors to make. She has some good things to say. There was a malamed. I know it's late again. There was a malamed. There's a friend of mine who went to malamed, and the PTA went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe loves the kid. And the father has huge problems with the kid. This was a long time ago, and the Rebbe said to the father, "I find that your kid has a lot of insight. Maybe you want to think about some of the things that he says about you." Wow, that's a hard thing to hear. Because when it comes to, forget about the wife, when it comes to your own kid, then you're the mashpia, you understand? You're the mashpia, you're not going to be a from another kid. So he was saying, you know, listen, your kid has some good insight.
They tell us about ourselves sometimes.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
You and him always do this.
Yeah. Right, so the kid can listen to your kid. It's not easy, but you can. Okay.